sour cream that you buy now is exactly what that is.
Uh-huh.
And my mama made her own, you know, and she used it in different stuff, and it was good. We didn't waste nothing. They know what to do.
Uh-huh. Did she ever make any cheese out of it?
No, we didn't. We didn't make no cheese. She could have, but we didn't do it.
Did people around ever make any?
Not in our neighborhood, we did.
Okay. All right. And how about out in the barn, what was it like on the inside?
Well, we had what we called a corn crib. We had the crib where the corn was at. Then up over that was the hay loft where we kept our bales of hay.
Okay.
Then we had our stalls that the mule and the cows slept in.
Uh-huh.
Then we had what we call a lock fence stall. That was the lock. And then we had the pasture. We would get them out of the pasture and put them in the lock.
Mm-hmm.
We got ready to put them in the barn and milk them.
Mm-hmm.
Or to put them in there and feed them. We had stalls for the cows, and we had stalls for the mute.
Okay.
And we had that old feeding box up there with the shuck and put corn in it.
Mm-hmm.
We had to shuck the corn and put in it. And sometimes we'd throw the hogs there, corn not even shuck it, because they could tear right into it. But the cows, we would have to shell their corn.
Uh-huh.
That old mule, he could buy his off the car. And we'd shell corn for the chickens. We'd have to shuck and shell a certain amount of corn each day.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a place fenced in for the pigs, hogs?
Yeah, what we call a hog pen.
Yeah. How about, did you ever have a place out in the field where you might fence up the cows to...
Yeah, we had a pasture. We called that a pasture.
But I mean like a smaller area to milk them or collect the manure or something like that.
We brought them in, we got our manure and stuff out of the barn. Got sheds there to store.
Uh-huh.
When they was out in the field, we had a great big pasture. They were just all over the place. And done their droppings, but at night we kept that.
Mm-hmm.
We put fresh straw in there, they keep packing out. Then in the spring of the year, we would clean all that out right down to the dirt, throw that out over the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Put the manure on the farm.
Yeah.
Compost, and it made good rich.
Yeah.
That was a yearly routine cleaning those farms out. Old mule and cow, they do a lot of dumping.
Yeah.
And it was just hard work the year round.
Uh-huh.
It sure was.
And how would you get the cows to come in?
We call them, they come, and they get used to that, see. But if they didn't come up when we thought they supposed to, we call them, and they come. If they didn't, we'd have to go look them up.
How'd you call them?
Well, we could say, whoo, whoo, cow, come on, you know, they different ones would holler, you know, and most of them, my mama would do that.
Uh-huh.
And they knowed her voice, and she'd call them, and you'd hear them come, you know, the old bell would ring out. We could tell where they was at by that bell you had around the neck.
Uh-huh.
And if they lazy and it won't come up, while we boys would go down there and get us a switch and warp them, boy, they'd enter that ball.
Did you have any different way that you would call the calves?
No, we didn't. We'd mostly just let the old cow take care of them. We'd shut them up so they wouldn't get all the milk.
Uh-huh.
We'd shut them up until we milked the cow. But old cow, she had, somewhere though, she'd hold that milk. She'd hold enough for the calf.